one color in eggs. Put the egg on a stick and a stick in the water, and the egg comes out a different color than it used to be.
Here's another one. Put it in.
Yeah. Oh, you splashed all over the table. Ma's gonna be so mad.
Oh, we'll blame it on Homer.
Hey, boys, what are you doing?
Coloring eggs.
Oh, you're getting ready for Easter, huh?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, you heard of the Easter rabbit?
Sure.
I'm the Easter Rashi.
Oh, well, that's cute. So you're going to be hiding eggs, huh? And we're going to have an Easter egg hunt?
Hiding nothing. My eggs are three-dimensional. See, watch, they come right to you.
Ugh! Stop that!
Egg!
Happy Easter, Ding Dong!
Egg!
Ha!
Weevils!
Hi, I'm Paul Dini.
I'm Misty Lee. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. I'm cleaning off some egg from my glasses.
Hey, you got a little egg on your face there.
Yeah, yeah.
As the saying goes.
What else is new? Well, this literally because...
Yeah, you get it literally. I do it figuratively all the time.
Yeah, well, the Easter monkeys are off pelting people with their, with
Easter
their eggs.
Rushing, yeah. Hooray! Making life funny, hooray!
It's a tradition around here. We have to turn the lights off and pretend we're not home when the police drive by later. That's always a nice ending to our Easter Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, man, those things are hard. Yeah. I think there are a couple of rocks in there that he just painted with some, put some glitter on. And
I'll never admit it, you'll never catch me.
Well, you know, it's pretty active around here on Easter with us, you know, having to net the monkeys.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a jukebox. We came up with a Easter spring type jukebox.
Lots of chickens.
Lots of chickens. Actually, it's sort of an homage to chickens, ducks,
and
rabbits,
bunnies.
And bunnies. Yeah. And the symbols of the Easter season. So we have a great selection here. In the background now you hear one of our favorite songs, Easter Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely Bing Crosby crooning in the background. And from then we're going into a song that everybody knows. Gene Autry, who sort of became the cowboy patron saint of holiday fantasy over the years.
That cowboy patron saint of making money.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Well, you know, he didn't want to record Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and thought, what's this song? I don't want to do this. And then his wife said, oh, Gene, it's cute. Do it. He did it as a B-side. It became huge. And
he made more money on that than anything else, didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it's, all right, what other holidays we got? We got a St. Patrick's song? Put it in there. Easter? I can get four or five songs out
right?
of that.
He's like, we need a rocket horse for 4th of July or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm your man. If you
what?
Need a holiday character song sung, I'm your guy.
And just to show, you know, what... You know, he was making so much money, he even wrote one for the tax man.
Oh, geez.
There's one about, you know, Uncle Sam's happy to see me because I paid my taxes today.
Oh, geez.
You know, maybe...
Well, this one's better than that one.
Yeah. Yeah, by a long shot. So, here's that.
So, here comes...
Peter Cottontail.
Oh, wah, wah. We worked that in well.
Yep.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Try to do the things you should. Maybe if you're extra good, he'll roll lots of Easter eggs your way. You'll wake up on Easter morning and you know that he was there. When you find those chocolate bunnies that he's hiding everywhere. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Yeah.
Peter Cottontail's well-known rabbit, but my favorite well-known rabbit...
is an old gray hair.
Is an old gray hair. A spry old gray hair for being 67 years old, however he is. And that's, of course,
Bugs Bunny.
The king of them all. Absolutely. So here we've got a... we actually found a few things with bugs in it that we peppered throughout the... the jukebox. I forgot where I was. I was so enraptured. So you'll hear little things from the Looney Tunes popping up at odd moments. Bugs and Daffy are amazingly suited for Easter because they're kind of the symbols of it.
Well, why don't we show them why?
Yeah,
here's a little first meeting between Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd.
Shh, be very, very quiet. I'm Elmer Fudd and I'm hunting for a wabbit. A little gray cottontail wabbit, and I'm going to have him for dinner. Uh-oh, wabbit twacks. And they lead right over to that hollow log. Maybe I got something trapped in this log. I'll see. Hello?
Hello?
It's just an echo.
It's just an echo.
How are you? Oh, I'm fine. How are... Hey, somebody's twicking me. Come out of there. I got you covered.
What's up, Doc?
Every Friday on the farm is rabbit pie day. So every Friday that ever comes along, I get up early and sing this little song. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Bang, 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 bang goes the farmer's gun. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, 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 run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Don't give the farmer his fun, fun, fun. He'll get by without his rabbit pie. So run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, run, run. Bang, 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 bang goes the farmer's gun. run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run, rabbit, run, 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 run. Don't give the farmer his fun, fun, fun. He'll get by without his rabbit pie. So run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run.
I like that song. That's a weird little song from England, even though it's sort of a little bit bloodthirsty in it.
Yes,
it's about run,
awful.
Rabbit, run from the hunter and his gun, gun,
yeah.
gun.
When you gave me some of these songs on this playlist, I was like, wow, you're really a sick individual. And you were like, yes.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, they actually used that as a little... I remember being in England at one point and seeing that they had done like a little Looney Tunes version of that song with Bugs Bunny just for England, because that is a very well-known children's song there.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked for it, but I couldn't. Unfortunately, I couldn't find it for the playlist with Bugs singing the song. But going back to Looney Tunes land, here's a favorite. And actually, they did animate this year. They did animate the song about a year ago, and I think it was up for an Academy Award.
Oh,
it didn't win, but it deserved to, I think. And
well, what is it? Tell them what it is.
It's Daffy Duck's Rhapsody by Mel Blanc.
Greetings. My name is Daffy. There's no other duck like me, because I'm so daffy. And the reason I'm daffy and so gosh darned riff-raffy and so screwy and laffy is because those hunters won't leave me alone. Oh, why don't they hunt some other animal for a change, so that I won't have to end up on a kitchen range? But no, duck hunting's all a rage and they won't let me be. And I'm so full of bullets, I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. There's so much I'd like to do if I just had the chance. I'd like to play and romp and even sing and do a dance. I would read the latest book, go swimming in a babbling brook. I'd like to fly the seven seas, play hide and seek among the trees. I'd play hopscotch and double dutch and this and that and things and such. I know that isn't asking much, but all these things I dasn't touch. It's bang bang here and bang bang there, bullets flying everywhere. I can't stand it any longer, I get weak and they get stronger. Hunters to the right of me, hunters to the left I see. Over hill and over dale, bullets whizzing past my tail. There's no rest and there's no peace, won't this shooting ever cease? Morning, noon, and through the night, that's why I look such a fright. Bang, 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 I'm only 16 yards ahead. Bang, 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 they're shooting straight at me. Hoo, 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 they won't let up until I'm dead. Hoo, 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 why can't they let me be? Why don't they hunt big wild moose or chase a reindeer on the loose? There's possum, chipmunk, caribou, a rabbit for a rabbit stew. Raccoon, squirrels, porcupine, monkeys swinging on the vine. Leopards with or without spots, wildcats with or without dots. Elephants, badgers, kangaroo, lions, tigers, cows that moo. Wolf, mice, and prairie ox, red and gray and silver fox. Daffy, they drive me daffy. Those hunters with their great big guns, they're all their uncles, cousins, fathers, sons, crazy. They got me hazy with all that rootin', footin', hootin', tootin', highfalutin', noisy shootin'. Closer, they're getting closer with shotguns, pistols, bows and arrows, rifles, knives and other deadly trifles. Scram now, while I'm still able. You're nuts if you think that I'm gonna end up on somebody's dinner table. So, goodbye. So long now.
Oh, I really like this next one, guys. It's a Bunkhouse Bugle Boy by Cowboy Envy.
When the rooster starts to crowing, all the chickens jump with joy. But to me, he's just a headache, a bunkhouse bugle boy. And so early in the morning, there's a neck I will destroy if I ever catch that rooster, the bunkhouse bugle boy. Someday we'll put him on the spot. Someday he'll wind up in a pot. Then we'll have him for our dinner.
to Looney Tunes
back
Land.
Back to Looney Tunes Land with a little Henry Hawk and Foghorn Leghorn. Here's a little mixing of the old and new. Here's Henry and Foghorn from an old classic album where their voices are by Mel Blanc.
And contemporary one.
And a contemporary one from the new Looney Tunes show where they give Foghorn Leghorn a chance to sing. I saw the cartoon they did like this. They sort of played him like Burt Reynolds and Smokey and the Bandit. And
of course they did.
And the barnyard dog was like Jackie Gleason chasing him around. It was great to see Foghorn in the old black Trans Am.
Oh, I may be young like Daddy says, but I got big ideas. I couldn't want chicken anymore if I lived 100 years. So if I see a chicken, I'll put him on the spot and drag him home and stuff him in my mother's cooking pot.
Well, it just happened that over in the barnyard where Henry was headed was that great big rooster, the wild, blustery Foghorn Leghorn.
I'm a Foghorn Leghorn with a Foghorn voice. You'll always hear me cause you have no choice. I'm the barnyard rooster, I'm the cock of the walk, and I protect the chickens from the chicken hawk.
I say, every day I go out walking, all them ladies start to squawking, cause they know that I'm the coolest bird around. Now, son, I've been to Paris on a boat with 50 sails. Got thrown into the water and I wrestled me a whale. Cause I'm a bird of action, I don't just talk the talk. One thing about old Foghorn, son, I'm the cock of the walk. I redesigned the Taj Mahal and painted every room. I drive a big old monster truck that runs on cheap perfume. I won Olympic gold for every race I've ever run. And I got a Nobel Prize just for having too much fun. A tiger tried to eat me, but I punched him in the nose. I caught the Loch Ness Monster and a flock of UFOs. Harvard hired me to be their number one head teacher. I won an Oscar for best rooster in an animated feature. I walk into the hen house, all the chickens start to squawk. You look at me, you're looking at the cock of the walk. You look at me, you really see the cock of the walk.
There once was an ugly duckling with feathers all stubby and brown. And the other birds in so many words said, get out of town. Get out, get out, get out of town. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack in a flurry of eiderdown. That poor little ugly duckling went wandering far and near. But at every place they said to his face, now, get out of here. Get out, get out, get out of here. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack and a very unhappy tear. All through the winter time he hid himself away, ashamed to show his face, afraid of what others might say. All through the winter in his lonely clump of weed, till a flock of swans spied him there and very soon agreed, you're a very fine swan indeed. A swan? Me a swan? Go on. And he said, yes, you're a swan. Take a look at yourself in the lake and you'll see. And he looked and he saw and he said, I am a swan. Whee! I'm not such an ugly duckling. No feathers, all stubby and brown. For in fact, these birds in so many words said, the best in town. The best, the best, the best in town. Not a quack, not a quack, not a waddle or a quack, but a glide and a whistle and a snowy white back and a head so noble and a heart. Say, who's an ugly duckling? Not I. Not I.
I love that Ugly Duckling song by Danny Kaye. I remember seeing that on TV when I was a kid. I think they showed it on Captain Kangaroo or something. Something I watched when I was like little and small. I remember they would sometimes have old children's songs on shows like Captain Kangaroo and things like that. It's nice to hear it again. And now we're back to Looney Tunes land with a with a big song by Bugs Bunny.
Glad That I'm Bugs Bunny by Mel Blanc.
I got big bunny ears, they are so long and flat. They are the very reason I never wear a hat. My teeth stick out in front, like pickets in a fence. And as far as riches go, I'm not worth 2 cents. But I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was an elephant, then I'd be really sunk. For every place I'd ever go, I'd have to take my trunk. Suppose I was a zebra with stripes from head to tail. I bet they think that I escaped and throw me back in jail. Oh, I'm glad to be the way I am. Cause if I look funny, no matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was a tall giraffe and swallowed carrots, yummy. With that long neck, I'd surely starve before they reach my tummy. Suppose I was a big fat pig, I might as well be frank. I wouldn't care to end up at some kiddie's piggy bank. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. What's up, Doc? Suppose I was a smelly skunk, I wouldn't have a friend. I'd be alone excepting for a cent I couldn't spend. Suppose I was a gator in the swamps where time would drag, until the day when I'd be made into a traveling bag. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was a turkey, then I'd end up on a tray in the middle of the table on the next Thanksgiving Day. Suppose I was a bullfrog, croaking out a note. I'd dread the time when I would be a frog in someone's throat. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny.
Talking about chicken. Chicken's a popular word, but anywhere you go, you're bound to find a chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Some people call it a fowl, that's the story I heard. But let them call it this and let them call it that, a chicken ain't nothing but a bird. You can boil it, roast it, broil it, cook it in a pan or a pie. Potatoes, rice, or tomatoes, a chicken's still what you got. It was a dish for old Caesar, also King Henry III. But Columbus was smart, said, you can't fool me. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird.
That chicken ain't nothing but a bird song.
Cab Calloway.
Yeah,
it's
I
just,
love Cab.
It's just great. And up next is, I'm not going to say who it is. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out pretty quick.
We should let both of these run together because they're kind of onomatopoetic.
I think so. They both deal with sounds and songs of our feathered friends.
Donald Duck, he's my little pal. Donald Duck, gee, I think he's cute. I like the way he waddles and I like to hear him talk. And when somebody makes him mad, how he can squawk. Donald Duck, cocky as can be. Donald Duck, here's what he taught me. When someone knocks you down, get right up again. Show some pluck like Donald Duck.
Bye.
Chirpy, chirpy, cheep, cheep. I didn't know that Peep sang.
I guess. I know. It takes him a while to get to it. It's more like about mommy issues. And then all of a sudden it's like happy chirpiness. Very typical of Peeps, you know, except it's backwards. Because Peeps, you eat it and then you feel guilty and regret it after. And then you get a bellyache. And that's sort of like the backwards version of this song.
I've never felt guilty about eating a Peep.
God bless you.
I mean, you're sometimes I do suffer the bellyache afterwards. But sometimes, you know.
You just don't care. Oh, bellyache was worth it.
Yeah, hello, Peep. come in here, you know.
And she invited, there's like a neon sign in your mouth. Come in my mouth.
Come in my
with an F.
The peeps.
Speaking of hello, come on in and playing tricks on things, that's an appropriate lead-in for this next one.
The Ballad of Br'er Rabbit. We couldn't have any playlist that dealt with rabbits without heading down south
your favorite one.
Yeah, the legendary trickster. This is a little more of a jazzy, bluesy song, so don't expect zippity doodah, but here's a little something about old Br'er Rabbit.
Is there a special intro?
He's got a monkey on his back.
Oh, I love this next one. It's ridiculous.
I heard this song when I was a kid. They used to play it on a radio station in San Francisco. And I'd go, what is that song? The Legendary Chicken Fairy. And he makes all your dreams come true. And he does. Listen.
Legendary Chicken Fairy. Big as life and twice as hairy. In our windows you come creeping, whipping goodies on us while we're sleeping. When you wish upon a bird, makes no difference how absurd. The chicken fairy hears each word, and all your dreams come true. Chicken fairy in the sky, Mother Goose's butterfly. Do whatever's necessary, Legendary Chicken Fairy. Sing a song that's sanitary. Take my wish, oh big canary, Legendary Chicken Fairy. Make all my dreams come true. La da 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 da. Sing a song that's sanitary. Take my wish, oh big canary, Legendary Chicken Fairy. Make all my dreams come true.
We got a couple of tweets here saying that we skewed the program too close to chickens and ducks and rabbits, things that you associate with Easter. There, some people are actually demanding equal time for other animals. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, so we're going to do another Easter song featuring a different animal. I looked for a hippo song, a giraffe song for Easter. There's nothing out there.
But there is this.
Yeah, the horse with the Easter bonnet by, again, our man with the holidays, Gene Autry. Ka-ching!
Please, Mr. Autry, tell us a story.
What kind of story do you want to hear?
We'd like to hear a story about a horse, of course.
Then listen and I'll tell you about an Easter horse. This is a story of Josie the horse with the Easter bonnet.
Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity-clippity-clop.
Josie the horse was harnessed to a carriage in Central Park. Old Flaherty was the driver who would drive around till dark. Josie was very hungry and her head was hanging low. The people would ride in other cabs 'cause Josie went so slow. Soon a lady came along wearing an Easter bonnet. The wind blew off the lady's hat and rolled it to Josie's feet. When Josie saw the tasty straw with all of the flowers on it, Josie said, my lunch, and Josie began to eat. Old Flaherty grabbed the hat away and put it on Josie's head. Josie looked so proud and gay, just like a thoroughbred. When people saw the lovely sight, they stood in line till dark to hire the horse with the Easter hat for a ride in Central Park. Josie the horse was harnessed to a carriage in Central Park. Old Flaherty was her driver who would drive around till dark. Josie was very hungry and her head was hanging low. The people would ride in other cabs 'cause Josie went so slow. Soon a lady came along wearing an Easter bonnet. The wind blew off the lady's hat and rolled it to Josie's feet. When Josie saw the tasty straw with all of the flowers on it, Josie said, my lunch, and Josie began to eat. Old Flaherty grabbed the hat away and put it on Josie's head. Josie looked so proud and gay, just like a thoroughbred. When people saw the lovely sight, they stood around till dark to hire the horse with the Easter hat for a ride in Central Park. This is the end of the tale of the horse with the Easter bonnet. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity-clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity-clop.
Well, that's it for our Easter playlist. I think I'm going to settle back and eat some peeps and maybe some jelly beans. And do you hear that?
Oh, is that a siren?
It's a siren. It's coming from the next block over. And I hear shrieks of laughter. That means Rashi and Super Eka are on their egg delivering.
Yeah, they broke some windows.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to have to end this now. But before we go, we're going to go out on a special bonus. A little ditty by that warm man from the South, Mr. Phil Harris. A good old pal of my daddy's, and also the voice of Baloo the Bear in the Jungle Book.
Ah.
Coincidentally. Singing his big hit, Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens.
Bacar.
Bacar.
That's Happy Easter in Chicken.
Let's see you next week in Chicken.
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air after locking up the barn with the greatest of care. Then down in the hen house, somebody stirred when he shouted, "Who's there? Who's there? I'm telling the truth. This is what he heard. You can believe it or not. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're raising up a powerful dust. We chickens trying to sleep. You bust in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay, worms to dig, grounds to scratch. And it takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. Shh, quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in and ba-ba-oodle, ba-ba-oodle with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Now there ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground while you raising up a powerful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in and yaggity, 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 it's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, worms to dig, grounds to scratch. And it takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Now there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. Shh, now quiet yourself and stop that fuss, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us. And kind of point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble up and hit the hay.
This has been another episode of Radio Rashi. If you've enjoyed this episode, let everyone know by leaving a review in the iTunes store. It's a great way to help others find us. You can also leave comments on RadioRashi.com, Facebook.com/RadioRashi, or follow us on Twitter at Radio Rashi or at Paul_Dini to leave us questions. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends.